Our democracy was not given to us as an act of generosity and charity by the powerful. It was won through the struggle, the determination, the blood of our ancestors, and we will not let our democracy that so many people die fighting for be usurped by an unelected tinpot would-be dictator.
Hello, folks. So before we get into this, let's just recap a little bit about where we are. Because in 2016, I voted to leave the European Union because I'm opposed to globalism. I'm opposed to these neoliberal institutions, supranational institutions, imposing their will on the people and actually moulding a new people through mass immigration. I'm opposed to all of that, and my reasoning was that if we leave the European Union, we can cut the beast down to size and fight it on those terms. So it's heading into autumn of 2019, and we are still in the European Union. And finally, it looks like the Boris Johnson government has sort of thought we can't really just ignore the people. It has to be done, otherwise the damage to how democracy is perceived in Britain will be too much. So in order to enact the democratic will of the people, they've actually had to sideline and basically shut down Parliament, who are absolutely riddled with all of these neoliberal globalist shills who do nothing but oppose the people they're supposed to represent. And Squealer Jones here is a sort of mouthpiece of the neoliberal social policy. And he now has the gall, we're still in the European Union after voting to leave nearly three and a half years ago or whatever. Donald Trump has served like 75% of his term, and we voted to leave before Trump was even in office. We voted to leave when Barack Obama was still in the White House. And yet, this is the headline. Boris Johnson is trashing the democracy fought for with the blood of our ancestors. Presumably the blood of our ancestors didn't matter for the last 3 years when we've been getting fucked over and had our democratic rights taken away by not leaving the European Union. Call the suspension of Parliament what it is, a coup by an unelected Prime Minister. Brexit, we were promised, was about restoring the sovereignty of the House of Commons and taking back control of our laws. That institution is now to be shut down, its ability to pass legislation neutered, because, again, the only purpose they want that legislative power is to block Brexit happening. You've had to be, in order for democracy to actually happen, we've had to shut up the MPs in Parliament. And he's complaining that that's an affront to democracy. Why did my vote not matter, Owen? To prorogue is to suspend parliamentary democracy, and that goes against everything that those young men who waited on those beaches fought and died for. Dramatic words, you might think. They were uttered by Matt Hancock, now in Johnson's cabinet, who, as a supine careerist devoid of principle, will likely now cheerfully champion this anti-democratic disgrace. Again, I know it's repetitive, but 3 years. 3 years and we're still in the European Union. You see, to people like Owen and these middle-class shills, my vote just doesn't matter. It's void. It's illegitimate. And any attempt to actually bring Brexit about is an affront to democracy. This is especially a laugh when you consider that if Owen Jones had his way, I, my family, all my friends, and most of the people watching this video would be ethnic minorities in our towns and villages, and we would never be allowed to say about that either. The idea that the big discussion, the big issues of our age are coming about by the will of the people is ridiculous. But in the case of Brexit, it's just too blatant, and they don't know what to do about it in the Tory government. But in Owen Jones' case, he doesn't give a shit. But he was right. This is an affront to a democracy fought for through the blood and sacrifice of our ancestors to allow a cabal of pampered public school hacks whose only interest is the survival of the Conservative Party and their own careers, and for whom this is all a droll and amusing game to trash democracy like their Bullingdon Club once trashed restaurants in their tops and tails. It's intolerable. It's intolerable, is it, Squealer? I thought tolerance was a virtue. I thought tolerance was the highest moral standard of the modern world. In actual fact, they fought the war because people like Johnson and Morgan and their ilk were in cahoots with the bankers. That was why we went to war, but all right. Squealer's too fucking thick to understand any of that. Let's not even get there. The British people must now take to the streets and deploy the tactic used by their ancestors to secure the rights of women, workers, of minorities, of LGBTQ people. Peaceful disobedience if Parliament is to be shut down. MPs must refuse to leave it. It should be occupied by the citizens it exists to serve. Other acts, it's so bad. Because it's like I said before, it's as if the will of the people just doesn't matter, and this is their like the last bolt. And what he's going to say here now as well is that other acts of peaceful civil disobedience, including the occupation of government offices across the country, should follow. If a general strike is necessary to defend democracy, then so be it. It's a general strike. It isn't 1983 anymore. And that harks back to when the left actually had, you could only have a strike if it mattered what you were going to stop the production of. If it was steel workers or the coal, heavy industry, if that was actually going to be shut down, then there was a bit of a panic on. But the problem is, what the new left, and you can see this if you go on Twitter and their bios, it's all crap. It's all social justice media analysts and herbal tea therapists and foot masseurs and all this garbage. That's what the left has become. So nobody gives a flying fuck if you strike. And it also, do it and see what happens. Because what people are going to see is that you could have a strike. Millions of these people could go on strike. And hopefully it would be great if The Guardian went on strike. Just don't publish for a week. That would be wonderful. But what people will see is that you could have this huge chunk of the population, and Owen Jones is one of their mouthpieces. You could have this whole chunk of the population go on strike, and it wouldn't matter whatsoever to the running of the country. In fact, the country would be better. I mean, even in terms of the multicultural project, you know, you wouldn't have all these arseholes on these social justice wankers in The Independent and The Guardian sort of spewing all of this anti-white rubbish. Even if they remove themselves from the multicultural project, it might actually rumble along a bit better. People, there might not be as much hatred amongst the people as these people whip up all of the time. But the fact is, the whole point of the new left was to move on into culture. And so that's what they're going to strike. That's what they're going to say. Well, we're going to stop being irritating wankers in the media if Brexit isn't prevented. And funny enough, nobody will care. The country will just be a much better place. If no deal happens, the Tories will look after their own, they always do, while the ex-mining and steel and industrial communities trashed by their predecessor will suffer a renewed kicking. But none of this is inevitable. And just as our ancestors fought with determination and courage, to win our rights. It now falls to us to defend them. You hear the ex-mining and steel industries is the operative word there. The left ended up just giving up. And those communities, well, they're mainly Islamic now. So is that so now they're going, it's like they're going back, bringing back the ghosts. The left, the new global homo left, is in such a panic that they're trying to draw on the left of old, to all of these miners and dockers, but they're gone. And their communities have been Islamified. And you call them all racist, gammon scum. And on top of that, it's why they voted Brexit in the first place, squealer, you arsehole. It's why they smack you around when they see you in the street, because they think you're a backstabbing scumbag. And you know they do, because they tell you when they clip you a clip, when they see you in the streets. You've earned all of this. All of it. And let's just take a look at the new proletariat, eh? There they are. There they are. Is this what the strike's going to look like? Is it going to be drinking wine and eating hummus with like pretty cutlery and napkins? Because this is what the left has become. And it could only become this because at every step of the way, they were sort of enfranchised by other groups, let's say, these internationalists who wanted them to become this effete and irritating nuisance in the new media, and to peddle white privilege theory and global homo ideas. And this now is what you're going to unleash? This is your crack troops? I don't think so, Owen. I think you're going to be sorely disappointed, but watch what you're doing the next time you go out, because you're liable to get another clip. Thanks for listening, folks. If you want to chip in below, that would be great, and I'll be sure to sit with the rest of the gammons and raise a pint of old bigot for Owen Jones. Catch you later.